Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A little disappointed Jerry's not back in the uniform again today. I was getting used to that look.
Like a man in uniform, do you, Greg?
I like you in a uniform,
right,
Jerry. That's what I like. And I tried on my stuff yesterday. It felt great.
It does. All right.
I'm just glad. You know, you feel like you're an athlete when you put that stuff on, even if you're not. Even if you're 50 pounds overweight and feel terrible, you put that jersey on.
Just know this, that expectations come with that uniform.
No, I understand.
And I have serious expectations for you.
Well, and everybody, I've
heard. I will say this, that, you know, you said whatever you want about Craig Carton. Craig Carton came prepared every game.
Sure.
He played hard.
I've heard about him.
Made all the great plays, tripped a lot over himself. But at the end of the day, he did make a lot of good plays at shortstop. So you're not going to be at shortstop.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where I'm going to be. Just put me somewhere so I'm not just sitting there on the bench.
I'm thinking about putting CeeLo at shortstop because you guys are just, like, effervescing over him.
Well, I have. I don't know about them.
Oh, my God.
I've seen him play.
You have.
Yes.
Based on our team, I would effervesce over CeeLo as well.
Really? So you're like now a scout, and you feel like that scouting him, you feel like he's good enough to play.
I've seen him play.
Can he hit the ball out of the infield? Because he's a little guy.
I can't answer that. I can tell you he can field the hell out of the ball, though.
All right. Got a good arm?
He's quick. He's got a good arm, yes. He will cover a lot of ground.
He played baseball in high school, right?
Yes, he did. And
did he play in college?
I'm not sure.
Like club team.
Club team. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's fine. I have nothing against club
team. I'm telling you, he can play.
And coaches ball now.
He does.
Oh, he
coaches
does.
High school.
So he loves the game.
Very connected to the game.
See, to me, I'll take a guy like him who loves the game.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be as serious as you will be.
I don't know.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I need that.
Will beat himself up if he makes an error.
Good.
The whole ride home.
That way. DiPietro takes
who can
it
also play shortstop if you need.
Yeah, but he's lefty.
Yeah, but he's fine. He's good,
I know
though.
He's a great athlete. I get it.
I played with him in one game at shortstop.
I need him in the outfield, running the outfield, and just making sure that Randy just doesn't run into anybody. And
that's
tries
a different
to wake
story.
Up Chris Sims, because Chris Sims is out there sleeping.
And he'll have pants now.
Chris Sims is like in a fog out there.
Oh, he's that one guy on the team who just totally loses focus.
And, you know, he doesn't want to show up looking like the rest of the team.
I never had pants.
Yeah, well, now you got pants. You got a uniform. You got everything.
All right, Jerry
belt,
is here.
You got socks. You got a hat.
We got glasses.
Batting gloves.
It's
awesome.
Gloves.
Yeah. I like you a lot.
Yes, I like you a lot.
Even the shirt under the jersey.
Right.
It's a good look.
Let the joy sucking begin.
Yeah, you were the joy wasn't sucked out of you yesterday when you put on that uniform, was it?
Oh no, it looks sharp. Absolutely.
All right. That's what I'm talking
about. Well, I show up and play, you know that.
I know.
Not a lot happening last night in sports, Jerry. So
what do you
have
mean?
Fun with this.
We're brought to you by Newcastle Building Products and the only streak-free roof from Scotchgard and 3M. So the Yankees did not play, as we know. They were off, but it's amazing to me that we did not know yesterday that they spent the night in the airport. And didn't take off until 9:30 yesterday morning from Virginia. And Dulles is in Virginia,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is.
And so I guess the way the story goes, a lot of them slept in the terminal at the airport and others slept on the plane because they had to be a 5-star hotel. There were none available on Wednesday night. They had plane trouble. There was weather problems, so they couldn't go anywhere.
I mean, you couldn't stay at, like, the Red Roof Inn or whatever, like the Holiday Inn Express? That would help them.
We do a warm-up between 5:45 and 6, if you didn't know, and we covered this before. And I'm pretty sure it's in the CBA they have to stay at 5-star hotels.
No, I know that, but I mean,
these are unique circumstances. I mean, they're staying in a.
I'm just telling you.
Right. I mean, they were sleeping on the plane or in a lounge somewhere.
Yes.
You would think that a Holiday Inn Express would be better than that, no?
You absolutely would think that.
Right.
But you never know. So they either slept there or on the plane. They did get to Kansas City. They will play the Royals tonight. We'll have it on the fan. Of course, CC Sabathia makes the start. The Yankees 28-12. The Red Sox did pick up a half game on them with a win yesterday.
Swing. There's a drive hit deep to center. Back goes Jones, turning, looking up. It's gone! Into the bleachers, just to the right of the bleacher bar. A high line drive. It kept sailing and sailing, and out it went. A bullet.
Red Sox radio. The Sox wind up winning 6-2 over the hapless Orioles. J.D. Martinez, the home run there. Xander Bogaerts, home run as well.
J.D. Martinez is on fire for them.
You know, it's funny because when they signed him,
I didn't love it either.
I didn't. And he got off to a slow start, but he has been tremendous.
And Price didn't he go complete game last night, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
It's the Orioles.
So what?
They're terrible.
So there but are this, a lot of terrible
this to me is this to me is David Price. Big spot, nah. Orioles in May, complete game two-hitter.
Did you see Buck Showalter go out and get the pitcher before the guy was done with his home run shot?
I heard about this.
I saw the GIF, so I didn't know exactly what point in the game it was, but it's hilarious.
Well, wasn't this the game last week where they scored the 10 runs? Wasn't it the Royal game from last week?
No, I mean, I thought it was last night.
Oh, he did it again? Because I'm pretty sure he did it last week, too.
No, yeah, it was last night. Right. It was Xander Bogaerts.
That was that home run
that gave him a 6-0 lead.
And he was already out to the mound before Xander Bogaerts got home.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Buck's losing his mind with this team.
They crossed paths. It's really funny. This is the gif here of him. He was not.
See, I didn't think that was allowed either. I thought they got across the plate before you can do that. But I guess what's the penalty? What difference does it make?
I'll tell you, he's about ready to have an aneurysm.
Yes. They're a bad baseball team. The Red Sox, on the other hand, now 30-14 on the season. And also mention Adam Jones there in the highlight. You see, Adam Jones bought Cal Ripken's
$9 million home down in Maryland, yes.
Which was originally listed for like $12 million.
It's
and
awesome
I guess it
home.
Went to it's auction.
A, it's an awesome home. It has a basketball court. Right. It's on a big piece of property.
But why would it go to auction? Can he not make the payments? Cal Ripken.
No. It only went to auction because and there had to be a minimum bid in order to sell it. That's the best way for him to sell a house
I
of
see.
That magnitude. I mean,
so he was
where
just
it's
unloading.
Built, how it's built, you know, when he built it and all that other
Doesn't
stuff.
Doesn't he have a baseball field too?
He's got everything. It's like a playland. And, you know, Adam Jones probably got it for I would say, half of what Cal Ripken has in it.
Now, when you sell, when you decide to downsize, is that what you do?
What do you mean?
Put your house
auction?
To auction?
No, hopefully I don't have to.
You'd be able to sell that thing.
Mm-hmm. I would like the thing. So, yes.
Well, got it.
Cal might have hit
it. You know, Manhasset, you have a nice property. And
yeah,
sure.
You're close to the city, and you got the train station there and all that other stuff. Bing, bang, boom.
Great
let's
neighbors.
Go.
Exactly.
Oh, great neighbors.
Cal might have run into a rough patch here. He's selling his house, and he's here pimping biscuits. You know, I don't know what's going on.
I saw pictures of him working the counter out of Roy Rogers.
Yeah, that's right.
This might be a
rough
patch.
Can't dispute that.
I think what's happening is called downsizing.
Well,
that's
makes
what
sense,
it's called.
Of course. Mets host the Diamondbacks tonight. Mets are 20-19, but they have not played well of late. As we know, the Diamondbacks 25-18, but they're playing lousy as well. Jacob DeGrom and Zach Godley go tonight at City Field if they can get that in. Also, Phillies Cardinals yesterday in Philadelphia, I believe, is now 25-16, the second best team in the National League to the Braves.
Is that unbelievable? I mean, of course they're in the Mets.
It is, and it's
right?
not. You know, when you look at the young talent they have, they go out and get Jake Arrieta. I mean, they're a good team. They are.
So you hear us talking about the Mets. You're a baseball guy. You know what's going on. What would you do if you were Sandy Alderson?
Right this minute?
You can't do anything right now.
I don't think anything.
But if you had to look into the future.
If this team is still mired in mediocrity and sloppiness at the trade deadline, we got to start thinking.
Yeah, but what's mediocrity and sloppiness, though? Is it being 500? Is it two games under? Is it two games over?
I think if you are right around the 500 mark and you got teams like the Braves and the Phillies, 15, 16 games up, and the Nationals right there as well, you are clearly the fourth team in the division, ahead of only the Marlins, maybe. So, yeah, I think at that point you've got to start thinking about the future, which is really like the idea of trade. I don't think it's going to happen, but the idea that we're talking about even thinking about trading DeGrom and Syndergaard, if you can't hang your hat on those two guys for the next 10 years,
right?
I mean, God, you're really talking about starting
but
over.
You know, but this is how bad this minor league system is. It's 28
you know
out of 30.
It's interesting, though, Boomer, because you can make the case the Mets are more of the candidate to do what Jeter is doing in Miami here than what he did in Miami.
Right.
Yeah,
well, but
right.
The reason that he had to do what he did in Miami was because of the financial pressures around the team. So that's
understand.
A whole other situation. But
I'm talking strictly baseball.
But I would say, do you think the Mets are going to want to pay Jacob DeGrom a contract that is commensurate with a number one starting job in the rotation? I don't think so. I think that's the financial pressures on the other side.
I mean, if they were competing every year, it's a no-brainer.
Aren't we beyond the financial pressures at this point?
No, apparently not.
No.
You know?
Stop.
I mean,
so you don't think there's – let me ask you this.
They're whatever. They probably about 13th or 14th in payroll, I would think. You know, and they have – they're spending money, but it's just – it's how they're spending their money.
How about this? How about you trade Rosario for Machado, knowing you may not re-sign him, but you have a chance if you get him here? Because you want to talk about changing things quickly.
Well, of course.
I think that would do it.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
They're not going to be able to pay him.
That's fine. But I – you know – I'm not making that trade unless I'm sure that I'm actually going to sign him.
A risk you take,
and then I could say, okay, I'm going to sign him, And then I'm going to trade DeGrom for whatever prospects from either Boston.
At that point, you're in. Because then you're just wasting years of Manny Machado if you're trading DeGrom at whatever, $30 million a year.
But guys, I'm not saying trading him for, like, you know, low-level prospects. I'm talking about high-level, Major League-ready level prospects.
If you can get that. Do you
think the Yankees would trade Gleyber Torres for Jacob DeGrom
No. They've got too many other guys.
I
don't think so. Okay. I mean, they got Clint Frazier. They've got Floreal. They've got Andujar. I mean, they've got more guys. They're going to stay away from Gleyber Torres. He's going to be their second baseman for like 15 years.
Boomer's got to look on his face like he knows something we don't.
No, I'm not. I'm just throwing stuff out there. You know, it's what we do in sports talk, right? It's all about speculation, right?
Speculating.
We're speculating over here.
Hey, remember Justin Turner? He used to be a Met. He's a Dodger now.
Now the 0-1. Line drive, base hit, headed toward the left field corner. And it's going to roll just in front of the wall. Dietrich tracks it down. But by the time he does, Justin Turner's at second base with a bases-clearing double.
That's Charlie Steiner, Dodgers Radio. 5 RBIs. He tied a career high, and the Dodgers ended a losing streak. They beat the Marlins 7-0 yesterday. Also, the Pirates beat the Padres 5-4, and the A's over the Blue Jays, those scrappy A's. They beat the Blue Jays 10-5. My guy Matt Chapman with a home run there. All right, NHL's Eastern Conference Finals, Lightning Capitals, and we are all even at 2-2.
Scored a little backhand shot, went wide right. Rebound taken by Palat behind the net.
Put your headsets on.
To the right point at Sergachev. Sergachev makes a move. Right point, Gord. Penalty almost up. Now it is up. Sergachev at the left point. Keeps it moving behind the net. Palat centers it. Kalorn! Score! Kalorn! 3-2 Lightning with 8:03 left.
Dave Mishkin on Lightning Radio. They wound up winning 4-2 as they also scored the most exciting empty net goal that you will ever want to hear in the history of hockey.
9 seconds left. A final rush for the Caps. Carlson slides it cross ice. Kuznetsov. He's checked by Cirelli. Shoots it toward the open net. He scores! He scores! The Lightning are going to win game 4!
That's an empty net goal with seconds left.
You know, by the way, the home team record in the NHL playoffs this year?
Not great.
34-40.
Isn't that something?
That is
and
unbelievable.
And how about Washington? I mean, they
can't beat Tampa Bay at home in the playoffs. I think that Tampa Bay, I think it's like 8-0 against Washington in Washington in the playoffs in the history of these two teams.
Really is amazing.
I wonder if Mishkin screams like that just to keep Phil Esposito awake. You know, like you got to comment. They just scored a goal. That's probably how it all started, right? Because he was probably sleeping through the whole broadcast. And then he had to scream to wake him up because that's when he needed him to talk.
Phil Esposito's got to be in his mid-70s, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yeah, I think we looked it up the other day. 73,
I mean, like, you know, give the guy some credit. He's actually doing all these games. And he's
horribly,
there.
Yes.
Well, whatever. Whatever your taste is, I don't care. But
you know
day,
he's terrible. You know it. You've brought this up before. I don't even want to mess around.
But the problem is that, you know, we have great broadcasters around here. And we hear those broadcasters. Then we compare other ones to the ones that we have here, and they just don't add up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even now when
I hear Kenny Albert doing the Winnipeg and Nashville, I mean, Winnipeg and the Vegas series. He's awesome.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Like, compare Doc Emrick to Dave Mishkin.
You can't. Even that Don LaGreca, he's screaming. I like him.
Don's great.
He's great. He's got a huge head, though.
He took a picture last night.
Put it out on Twitter with him and Rod Gilbert, because I follow Rod Gilbert. I mean, his head is almost as big as Roger Bear's entire body.
And he stacks up very nicely to Nick Mangold.
Yes, he does.
He used to be an NFL center.
Looks like a sumo wrestler.
Tonight, Game 3, NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics and Cavaliers. So you get one more night before that gets re-going. You got David Fizdale heading overseas soon to see Kristaps Porzingis.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. He said at the combine, which I didn't know there was a basketball combine, but there is. He said he's going to go multiple times overseas.
He's going to try to connect with him.
Yes, exactly right. Meta World Peace.
Just trade him to the Spurs and get Kawhi Leonard in here. Let's go.
Meta World Peace, or Ron Artest, whatever you want to call him, said while at St. John's, he was offered $35,000 to throw a game once, and those will be the problems that you'll have with gambling.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's I don't agree with that. I think he's just making a story. What do you think he's making
It's true. It's funny to me that everything that comes out of Meta World Peace mouth we laugh at, but this all of a sudden is a legit news story that everybody believes him 100%.
And now because they're going to legalize gambling, there's going to be this whole rash of people that are going to be trying to get guys to throw games?
I mean, I think
in this day and age,
less of that.
In this day and age.
Well, I think his point being college.
You can't even bet on the local colleges in New Jersey. That's part of the whole
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't get to a kid in Pennsylvania.
I mean, come on. You know what? Any kid's stupid. Well, I guess there'll be somebody stupid enough maybe to get caught up in something like that. But
well, his point was you're talking about kids that maybe don't come from great areas and don't have a lot of money. All of a sudden, you throw $30,000 or $40,000 at them, and it's life-changing for them.
Right, that's why they go to all these different schools, like Arizona or Arkansas, to play basketball. It's the same thing. It's the same crap that goes on.
There'll be red flags everywhere, though, because if you're paying a guy $35,000, you're going to be making a ton of money on that bet.
And let's bet on Penn State basketball.
Somebody's going to be like, wait a second, we're going to take $100,000 on, whatever. Wofford College,
St. Francis of Pennsylvania against LIU Brooklyn.
You'd be more apt to deal with a shady character that is, a bookmaker under the radar that is getting a kid to do something like that, as opposed to somebody that's actually betting in a legal betting parlor.
Sure, right, absolutely. I mean, if it hasn't happened, well, it clearly has happened in the past, but I don't think that making sports gambling legal is going to lead to more of that paying off player stuff.
And lastly, a bad good story, I guess you could kind of describe it as, because the bad is bad, and the good is good for the player in terms of his future. The former girlfriend of Reuben Foster, the 49ers linebacker, said in a preliminary hearing yesterday he never put his hands on her, adding that she lied a lot to authorities because after he broke up with her, she wanted to ruin him. So the whole domestic violence charges were completely made up, not once, not twice, but multiple times, she said. And she cried so much they had to stop the courtroom, send her out. She came back in. So you imagine with this, he is now, right?
You would think,
can move on with his career, and if this happened the way she said.
I mean, that's why every one of these cases are tricky.
That's right. Can't just jump to conclusions. You can't. You got to let it go through the process, man. It's sad. It's unfortunate and it's sad. And Reuben Foster almost had his career derailed.
And supposedly, reading one of the stories, she did this to another person she broke up with, not an athlete or anything, but he broke up with her and she went after him and just made stuff up to make him look bad. So that was her words, no one else's.
And you have to take every one of these accusations seriously, because if you don't and you assume someone's making it up and they really were abused, I mean, that's just horrific.
Yep.
So, I mean, those cases, and that's why the NFL went and hired an entire domestic violence.
They brought in Lisa Frio, and she's put a whole group together. And look, she was a sex crimes, prosecutor here in the city. And they've seen everything, they've heard everything. You know what I mean? That's why you go out and you hire somebody that's been in that world, and you let them navigate through the mess, as opposed to allowing the commissioner to get his hands in there personally. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.